Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future, leadership, and career development. Our goal is to inspire you and empower you to live an unlimited and smart future by breaking free from limiting beliefs, firefightings, and the invisible walls of our society. I'm your host, Cindy Mongeni, future of work expert, diversity accelerator, executive coach, and international speaker. Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future, leadership, and career development. Our special guest today is Fabio Botalo, Senior Marketing Manager at Kingston Technology. Welcome, Fabio, and thanks for spending this time with us today.
Thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to share a little bit of my experience with you and with your audience.
Thank you. So to get to know you better, could you please share your role and responsibilities as Senior Marketing Manager at Kingston Technology, please?
Okay. Until last year, until the end of 2020, I used to have dual roles. I was in charge of HyperX, which was a division of Kingston Technology and Kingston. At the end of the year, HyperX was sold to HP, and then I was invited to stay with Kingston. And my role is very similar to what I had before. So I am in charge of putting together strategic plans for the Brazilian market and also contribute to the rest of the region. So this means that I overview all the disciplines of marketing for the Brazilian country. And also I support some strategic projects for the rest of the region.
Awesome. And you are focusing on a particular industry, right? Gaming industry, or you do several type of industry?
Yeah, until the end of last year, as I said, I was 90% of the time focused on the gaming industry. Since Kingston is beyond gaming, only gaming, I see both. I see the gaming segment and also the technology, the components. So it's been very important for the company to develop now this gaming segment. And that's one of the reasons why I accepted the challenge and wanted to stay with Kingston. Because although, you know, everything we did before was part of Kingston, so to bring Kingston brand and technology to the gaming industry and to be recognized by the community is a big challenge, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still with them and I'm very happy.
Great. And Fabio, throughout your career, you had roles at a country level in Brazil, where you are originally from. You had also roles on a regional level covering Latin America. And at some point also in your career, you had global responsibilities.
Yeah.
So what were the lessons that you've learned by leading multicultural and global teams?
So since I was very young, I always loved to interact with different cultures. I remember that we didn't have internet at the time, and we would exchange letters with people from other countries. So it was, for me, it was fascinating to learn about, you know, different languages, music, you know, religions, and even businesses. So I grew my career in international markets. So one of my graduations was international marketing, because I always wanted to work in with different cultures and markets. So I think this helped me a lot to understand and respect diversity, first of all. Very important when you are negotiating and dealing with the different cultures to understand how they live, what are their values, how they negotiate and respect it. So this changes your attitude and makes things much easier. I learned a lot when I started working with Mexico, for instance. And we believe that because it's a Latin culture, it's very similar to ours. And it's not necessarily exactly the same. So you learn and you see the beauty of this different culture, specifically Mexican culture. And then you go to Argentina, that is our neighbor in Brazil. And you still see that they are very different in some aspects. I think that this helps you to become more flexible and also to learn, as I said, enjoy the beauty of these different cultures. I think it helps to develop your negotiation skills, as I said in the beginning. I think you get cultured, which is very important, because when you sit at a negotiation table or at a restaurant with a customer, with a coworker, the conversation is much more interesting. So you have much more opportunities to really grow the conversation and learn more about the other people. So I think that managing people from other places too help you to you know, respect and understand the way they work, the way they bring the ideas, or the way they want you explain a situation. So as I said, you become much more sensitive to that.
Yes.
And if you manage a diverse team, this is crucial for you. You need to be open. You need to be flexible. You need to respect diversity. And this is, I think, very important for whoever is or intends to be in the international market or work with international, in the international market.
And nowadays, it's not only with international market, because if we look at every country, now every country is becoming more diverse, because there almost like every country receiving like new culture. So this is becoming really a critical leadership skill set. And I really appreciate your insight on the respect, the flexibility, be open and honoring. And I love the word that you use, like the beauty inside the other culture. And this is key, because unfortunately, what we are seeing at this moment in some part of our society is the totally opposite of those principles. So thanks for sharing those great, great insights. And before having this role in the gaming industry, most of your career, even if you were at different type of companies, were more like consumer market, enterprise markets. Yeah. The gaming industry is a whole universe in itself. So how was your process of learning about this industry? And did you find some facts that maybe surprises you when you start diving in the gaming industry?
I think the gaming industry, or start working in the gaming industry, to me, it was a surprise. And I have to confess that in the beginning, I moved more based on intuition and some, you know, very little information that I gathered at that time to be able to, you know, learn about what I was doing. Because I was hired by Kingston to work in the components industry, so commodities, right? So we were working with memories, SSDs, flash, and other gadgets. At a certain point, right in the beginning, my vice president told me, you need to look for an esports team to sponsor. I said, what the heck is she talking about? What an esports team. I had zero idea. I said, why our company wants to sponsor someone who plays video games? And I went to Brazil for a meeting with my local team, and I was talking to them that we needed to look for an esports team, because we had, and we still have, and actually we've been manufacturing this type of high performance memory for more than 20 years. So we had this lineup called HyperX, and it was for enthusiasts, overclockers, and gamers. And I knew zero about that. As you know, I come from HP. I was working with hardware, never with what was inside. So my first meeting, my first experience with this world was with two teenagers, basically. They were very young, and they were the owners of an esports team. And I was looking at them, and they were sponsored by pasta company, local pasta company. And I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense. We're gonna sponsor a team that is also sponsored by a pasta, you know, company. And they were very young, and they were talking about League of Legends, LOL. To me, LOL was when you were laughing and you put LOL. So yeah. You see my zero skills at that time, and this was almost 10 years ago, zero skills about gaming. So these guys, and I still say that they were, my mentors, and they still are. They are very great professionals. They are the pioneers maybe in Brazil and in this scenario. They helped me a lot. So I first learned about the games, that this was going on for a while, actually for a long time. And my experience at that time was with Atari, but to me, that thing was ridiculous. You know, I was like, is this really an important market? And then I went to my PR agency and I said, do you have any information about gaming, the gaming industry? Can you give me more insights? So they mentioned the Brazil Game Show, which was an event that was the first year was in Rio de Janeiro. Then they were moving to São Paulo. So I decided with my previous experience, intuition, and based on what I knew about the gamers to design myself a booth, a small one for us to display our products. We had coolers, we had memories, we had SSDs, and it was like an underground environment, like for skaters. That was my idea at that time. So then when I saw what happened during that show, really changed my life. So I saw big brands going there. At that time, 10 years ago, was still very small, the show. And then when you go to BGS, the last edition was in 2019. It was this kind of a Hollywood, Broadway, or whatever you name, big, huge show with more than 300,000 people going for 4 days. We had a 5,000 square feet booth. We put a truck in there. We won for 3 years as the best booth of the show. So the industry is huge. To give you an idea, in 2021, I think it's gonna reach $175 billion
wow.
Worldwide. And it's gonna surpass $200 billion until 2024. So it's huge, and it's an industry that draws every single day. And you have the publishers, you have the platforms, you have the peripherals, which was our case, you have the components, then you have the gamers, and you have the influencers. So you have this huge industry. And it was very exciting to learn about all the things as we moved on, and then we ended up sponsoring several teams. We became top three brands in the world. In Brazil, we became the first, the top brand among gamers in peripherals. And of course, I'm selling my fish, as we say in Portuguese, but what I'm saying is that it really, what helped me a lot was to be close to them, to the community, to listen to them, to understand how they are. And to going back to some of your, I think a previous question that we were talking about diversity. In this case, I would say that break some ice or prejudice against older people, because I'm not part of this generation. So I know that they usually see me as the Uncle Fabio, because I'm not equal. I'm not the same, you know, I'm not a young hardcore gamer. But I've been always very respected, and I met a lot of very interesting people. And I think it's something that is growing, doesn't stop growing. And for Kingston now, we are doing the same, creating the same pathway in a different fashion, of course, because we are not peripheral. But we are getting very good results in less than 2 months that we launched our new lineup.
Yes, congratulations. And what is great about this experience, Fabio, that I'm taking note of, is the growth mindset. Because as you were mentioning, it was an universe that was totally foreign for you, but you really went open, and there is a growth mindset, and there is also what is called reverse mentoring, when you have like younger people, educated, older people. And once again, as you mentioned, the value of being open, respect towards other people, and this had led us to a tremendous success. So congratulations for this. I hope like the audience is taking some note, because nowadays, everybody needs really to adopt this growth mindset, because everybody is going to get to be disrupted. So we really need to embrace the unknown. And you were sharing with us, like in the last 10 years, how the gaming industry has been growing, but also by the number you've been sharing with us, this is still a fast growing industry. So you've seen a tremendous growth the last decade. What are the trends that you think will be shaping the gaming industry in the next decade?
We have several things happening, of course. We have a lot of independent producers, and they have problems to distribute their games. So it's not my belief only, but it's going to happen. We're going to have more platforms out there allowing this independent, they call the Indian game or publishers, to bring new games to the market. So this is something very important. I think we're going to also see a huge diversity in games. We are talking about diversity, because when you see the games and all the content in the industry, you tend to think that it's pretty much male, man playing. This is true, but not for mobile gaming. For mobile gaming, the majority is female. So just to give you an idea, in the US, I think 65% of the gamers, the mobile gamers, are women. In the case of PC gaming and console gaming, is very similar to technology. It's more male. So we see some content already changing and bringing more female content to the stories, to the context, which is something interesting. But women still like suffer a lot. Women suffer a lot of prejudice. But they are kind of becoming more. They are becoming more popular among gamers and more popular in this industry. And if I'm not wrong, I believe that 25% of the people who work in this industry is women, is a woman. So we see that the number is growing, and this is very important. So we have more interesting content coming up. The cloud gaming is also something that is probably gonna help a lot. So instead of buying and loading your game, you just go and stream. So it's going to be faster. So people are so like such in a hurry all the time nowadays. So it's going to be much more convenient for everybody. The other point that I think it's going to be a huge battle for the upcoming years is between Sony and Microsoft with the console. Just to give you an idea, PS5 is coming with an SSD that is something that we manufacture, but they are coming up with SSD, which is gonna make the console to run much faster, right? So these are pretty much the what I have in my mind that it's coming up in the future. And I believe that we're gonna see a lot of things in terms of peripherals. When I left HyperX, we had a such sophisticated technology for gamers. You cannot imagine it, Cindy. The keyboard has to be different for certain games, for each type of game. Even the touch. You have different technology for headsets. You have different technology for mouses. everything is so sophisticated nowadays, and they are so like demanding, this audience is so demanding, that you're gonna see probably cool things coming up that I'm not even aware of, but they are probably working on future products, and they will really, you know, make us to say, wow, I can't believe. Because what I have, for instance, microphone, my microphone is RGB. You have a lot of other, you know, features that you say, do I need it? But in a, when you work with enthusiasts or gamers, you see that it's really something that is relevant for them. So there are a lot of things coming up, and I think it's a very exciting industry. In our case, in terms of components, the memories we bring, the SSDs will help, especially in the PC experience, and in the near future, now with PS5, with the SSD experience too.
Fantastic. Looking forward for all those innovation in the gaming industry. And Fabio, this podcast is about career, leadership, the future trend. And for this last question, it's a bit of mix of those three trends, because it doesn't look like this, but you've been building a dynamic career for now almost like three decades. You started, you were like super young, you were only 5. But
I should be censored, I said to you before.
And so, and many in this tech industry, which is always like fast paced. So what has been your strategy to keep being relevant in this industry and build this career that is spanning more than three decades now?
It's funny that you were saying that, because sometimes we look at mirror and we see someone who's aging, right? But internally, I feel probably the same as I used to feel when I was 30 years old. So I think it's this battle between body and mind is really, it's hard. But anyways, I've been very fortunate to work with very, very nice people and very open-minded people. Of course, we always have our problems during our journey. But I've been very fortunate, and I learned a lot in the aspect that we always need to reinvent ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because when you are open to change, when you are flexible, and you see a situation that, well, that's not what I expected, that's not what I wanted, but still, I'm gonna, you know, move forward, and I'm gonna give my best, I'm gonna learn. Yeah, then you have this feeling that, wow, I achieved my goals, I feel stronger, I feel happier, and I think this is important. Also, is to pay attention what's about what is going on, and to learn from your coworkers, from your colleagues, from your friends, from your leaders, from the competition. I think it's very important, because then you see something that you like and you think to yourself, maybe I can do better, or mm-hmm. maybe I can learn and do similar, or maybe I need someone who can help me to do this and better. So that's when I think having a great team, a good team, is important. And that's a funny story, because as I said, when I started in the gaming industry, I'm not part of the gaming generation, right? So the staff was pretty much like between 25, 30, 32 years old. And one of the persons who worked in my team, she didn't mention me, but she said, well, there are only old people in this company. And I was like, really? And then I said, I'm gonna prove, I didn't say, but I said, I'm gonna prove that it's much more interesting to work with older people than you think. And we're gonna have fun together. So I think that along my career, I think I had the chance to always look for opportunities, be open and available. So never said no, unless I really knew that I wasn't prepared technically speaking. But if I felt that I could learn fast, I would be very honest, and I am always very honest to say, okay, I still don't know enough, but I'm gonna learn and I'm gonna make it happen. So I think that's one of the things I think it's important.
Yeah, it's great, because you are mentioning, again, we can see like this growth mindset of learning and also of taking action. Yes. Because it's like we learn by doing. So yeah. I love this approach. Fabio, we are almost reaching an end to our time together. And the last question is more a dreaming question. Mm-hmm. So the last question, I know you are like super busy, but if you could have one additional hour, a 25-hour day, mm-hmm. what will you do with this extra hour?
Can I get a list? Probably I would spend with my family. I live far from my family. I've been living here in the US for more than 20 years now, and I miss them a lot. I always have the opportunity to go and be close to my friends and family, but with the pandemic, things have changed a little bit, so it's not as easy as it used to be. But I think now spending time with them is something that really counts up to me. So I would spend more time with them and with my friends and family, of course, my close friends and family. Yeah.
Great. So on this note of quality time and spending time with our loved ones, we are going to close our time together, Fabio. And thanks a lot again for sharing those insights, your wisdom on your career, and also what is coming up in the gaming industry and those critical skill sets and mindset to lead multicultural and global teams. So thank you very much, Fabio.
Thank you, Cindy. It's been an honor, a pleasure, and thank you very much again.
Thank you. And to our audience, thank you very much for spending another week with us. And I'm looking forward to see you next for the encounter at Glassbreakers Cafe. If you enjoyed today's episode of Glassbreakers Cafe, please subscribe and share with your friends on social media. Also, be sure to follow me, your host, Cindy Mongeny, on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If there is any special guest or special topic you would like us to address, please drop me a note at cindy@newskiesnation.com. Thanks a lot for joining us today. And remember, no one can predict the future, but we still need to prepare for it. See you next week. If you enjoyed today's episode of